This is chapter 3 of Len Bertain's book, How to Win the War on Waste in 90 Days. Chapter 3, The War on Waste. The war on waste consists of the 6 steps noted in the previous chapter. We would like to expand on them a little bit here. If the program is a company initiative, the CEO or top exec needs to announce a campaign and require that everybody get on board. As we got started in this, we knew that the war on waste was a starting point for house cleaning. It was how you start the change to an innovation culture. We argued about whether this was phase one of creating the culture of innovation or a phase before that. We realized that it was a phase before you were ready to begin creating the culture of innovation. You needed to prepare the employees' minds to understand the value and respect that happens when they put an idea into play, and you get that from the war on waste. Once that is done, you are ready to begin the process to create the culture of innovation. So we decided that phase zero was what the war on waste is all about. Phase zero, house cleaning. It really is a great way to create cash quickly, as you will find out as you follow the process. This phase begins when all employees engage in an urgent house cleaning. This is the war on waste. This program looks at the hurdles to the delivery of value. It looks for low-hanging wastes that are easy to fix. Employees learn to answer the question, what is the value-added product or service offered by their company? The question by itself creates focus on the client and how to best deliver high-value products or services. Anything that is not creating value is waste. The goal of this process is to find and get rid of waste. This will create a great cash flow, focus on the core, and improve know-how. The key to the war on waste is to improve process with top-level support. These are some of the issues that need to be concerted. First, workers and leaders need to learn about this process. They all need to study how value is added for their clients. They need to be on the alert for wastes that get in the way of delivering value. This is how the process grows know-how. We all should be ready to help to do so. We call this phase the war on waste. We have an opinion about other programs. Most of them don't get all the workers involved. If they do, they select a small group to learn a new program. Most of these programs do not get the participants involved in solving problems of their own choosing. The other extreme is that these other approaches target very large projects that require a company to invest a huge amount of money to address the problem. We think that is folly. We find the 567 problems. They are the easy and quicker problems to fix. I will talk about them later, but for now, think of them as a subset of the 80-20 rule. The 567 problems are those that address 67% of the benefit for 5% of the cost or effort. This is the leverage of the 80-20 rule, roughly 13-1 versus 4-1 for the 80-20 rule. We discovered this rule in the course of our work with the war on waste. More to the point, the focus of the other programs is on the trainer and not the trainee. In the Six Sigma programs, instructors become black belts by leading program implementations. That's great for the trainer, but the workers really need to be the focus. They need to learn how to find and solve problems that improve company profits and know-how. In this phase, there is always lots of low-hanging fruit for everyone to achieve success. During the training, They learn to work through problems. This then leads them to become players in ongoing efforts to create the culture of growth. And because it is fun and gives them the respect that they crave, they want to input more ideas. So that's the next step. The war on waste is a six-step process with three secondary stages. It uses the standard problem-solving model with a twist. We insist that employees begin with a simple goal. They are directed to find $100,000 of lost sales or product process waste that can be fixed for less than $2,000. This sounds daunting, but we have no problem getting over 5,000 teams of 4 to 6 people to find these ideas and get them into play. There are three milestones that are part of the war on waste. These are presenting the idea to management, implementing the plan, and providing feedback to the company about process success. There are a number of tools that we have used over the last 29 years to help people think through problems here. We know that most teams don't need much support to find a problem and put it into play. They see the problem. They just need a push to get the idea going. I often used a cartoon that is shown in a book of the Uncle Sam pointing his finger at people saying, "We need your ideas." And I often use that cartoon to drive home the point that the ideas are the basis of the war on waste. The company needs employee ideas. It is a little cutesy, but it makes a point. We have often got teams to find a waste when it is something that pisses them off. They are usually big wastes. In fact, Tom Peters makes a point that great ideas often come from people who are pissed off, and he uses Martin Luther as an example. He was angry at the Catholic Church and posted his 99 theses on his church door to document his complaint. I have a video on my website in which I tell the story of a worker who got angry with his CEO and slammed his hand down on the desk class table to make his point. He was pissed because the CEO had argued that the company had already solved the problem that he had identified that the employee had been complaining about. The employee argued that they had not solved the problem, and he took the CEO out on the shop floor to prove his point. The chastened CEO didn't get upset. He got involved. He worked with the team to really fix the problem. The problem was addressed, and it was solved. It was really fun to watch. We like to think that the war on waste is a process of discovery. A waste is noted. It gets challenged. And all the team members get into a discussion about the idea. And together, they present the idea to the CEO in the presentation stage of the process. Step 2. Look for the root cause of the problem. This step looks for the root cause of the waste or why the problem exists. This requires a good deal of thought and is the fun part of the program. There are a number of tools to help here, but most of the time workers figure this out without help from their leaders. They're quick to find the root cause. However, there are a number of tools like fishbone diagrams that purport to help here. But I have found that good common sense goes a long way. As ideas percolate through the system, each idea needs to be thoroughly vetted by the team with the idea. They need to test the idea and probe it with an air of what we call discovery. Discovery is the process that a team will go through as it tries to understand why a particular problem exists. It involves trying to reach the root cause of the problem. It is a search to discover what's so in a company. In particular, the Black Knights, resistors of change, must be managed during the discovery stage of the war on waste because the process challenges them, their base of control, and their existence. During the discovery, each team proceeds as follows. Challenge important ideas and conclusion. Pose incisive questions and design special observations or experiments to obtain definitive answers to their questions. Explore unexpected or puzzling events as opportunities. Scrutinize information for bias. Evaluate the validity of the measurements. As the uncertainties arise, the process requires that the problem-solving team resolve these uncertainties. Leave room for doubt. Do not stifle it. Recognize and acknowledge ignorance. Decide what is known or poorly known that would be valuable if known. Decide what information is needed and how to get it. The facilitator must guide the teams in testing facts and ideas. Clearly, we want new ideas, but the facilitator has certain rules to follow. Be clear about the rules for converting data to fact. Check offered facts for evidence and validity. Test hypotheses of solutions using common sense where possible. These are part of the process of improving a team's understanding of the problem. They serve as foundations for the manager and executives who are supervising the process of improving company know-how. If they fully understand the above, they will be doing okay. We're going to take a break here and continue with the second part of Chapter 3 at the next reading. In the meantime, you may want to read about the rest of my books by going to the website lenbertainsbooks.com or go to the website for the War on Waste Academy, www.waronwasteacademy.com. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in the next reading.